The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin and Beis quotes the Braisa, Re'uhu Meguyir Eitzolov Al Tziva. If somebody saw a person who was chopped up, or he was hanging, and he's about to die, this person is soon going to die, the Ramas, and he motioned to this person to make him a shliach va'amar, kiss who get le'ishti, and he said, man wants to make this person a shliach to write a get for his wife. Harei elu yichzvu v'yidu. So the Gemara over here says clearly that a geises, which is someone who is about to die, is very close to death, still, even though he's about to die, he is considered someone who is allowed to divorce his wife, and therefore he's not like someone who is a cheresh or a shaita, someone who doesn't have the ability to divorce his wife. If he didn't have the ability to divorce his wife, he would not be able to make a shliach. From the fact that we see that he is able, he has the ability, the kayach, to appoint a shliach to give a get to his wife, from here we see that a geises is able to divorce his wife himself. And if he's able to divorce his wife, so therefore we can conclude from this Gemara that a geises has the ability to make all other types of kinyonim. Just like he has the ability to divorce his wife and he has das, he has enough intellect to perform this function, he has enough das to make any kinyon. And in fact, the halacha is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Simen Reish Nun Sivov, geises matnosi matana. The matana of a geises is considered a good matana, and if someone is a geises and he gives a matana, gives a gift to somebody else, that is considered a good matana. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Hasamid Beis, discusses the halacha that somebody who wants to give all his money to his children, or he wants to imakin it to a specific son, and he wants to make a kinyan. So he says, so all the money that he owns now, he has the ability to say that everything I own now, I'm giving as matana to whoever it is. So he's giving it to his child, he's giving it to somebody else. However, the Gemara says that if he does such a thing, he won't be able to give away everything he owns. Everything he owns now, he can give away. But everything that he will acquire afterwards, stover shalibola oilam, something he does not yet own, something that's loibor l'rishusay, a person does not have the ability to make a kinyan to be maknet to somebody else. So the Gemara says, so what's the big deal? So before he dies, he'll have the ability to, he can give it as a matana. So the Gemara says, true, he'll be able to give everything that he owns at the time when he makes his matana shortly before he dies. However, nechasim shenafu like yishuhu geises, that nechasim, money and things that come into his property, come into his rishus, while he is a geises, he does not have the ability to be matched them to other people. And therefore, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara wants to have a certain etzah, that there's a halacha that a person has the ability to decide that a certain person, if he's believed to say a certain person is his son, and therefore that son will yarshin. Even though if he were not believed, he would always have the ability, it's always biyoda, it's always possible for him to give all his money to his son. However, money that he gets, money that the father earns, or that comes into his property, when he's a geises, he doesn't have the ability to be maknit, to give it as a kinyan to anybody else. Taisus asks over there, in that Gemara in Kiddushin, that L'chayr, the Gemara in Kiddushin, is a theory, is a contradiction to the Gemara over here in Gittin, the Gemara by us. Because the Gemara over here by us, as we mentioned before, says that a geises could divorce his wife. A geises can make kinyonim. A geises can give a matonim. And we find that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that something that the person receives when he is a geises, he does not have the ability to be maknet to lachem. He doesn't have the ability to give it to somebody else. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says that the case of the Gemara assumes that generally speaking, someone who's about to die, someone with a goyses, does not have the ability to speak. Goyses, any yochel adaber, Tosfos says. However, if you would have someone who is about to die and has the ability to speak, so then he could, since he can speak, he can give his the chosim away, he can give his money away as a matana, he can give gifts, he has the ability as a kayach to make kinyonim. However, generally speaking, it's not practical for a goyses to give away his money, and therefore that's why the Gemara says that the chosim shenofel kushu goyses, things that he receives as a goyses, he does not have the ability practically to give it as a matana, because in order to give it away, he has to be able to speak, he has to tell somebody that he wants to give the matana. If it still remains in his head and no one knows about it, then it's not considered a good kenyan. And that is how Tosfos wants to be miyashiv the two sugyas. However, the Achrayim miss that Tosfos is difficult to understand, because that this much is true, that if a goyis cannot speak, so then he cannot make a kenyan. However, the Gemara in Kiddushin doesn't only speak about someone who is a goyis and he wants to give matana right now that he is a goyis. The Gemara is speaking, about someone who wants to give a matana even before he becomes a goyis. When he's still healthy, he wants to give a matana and say, everything that comes into my possession, I will give as a gift. I will give as a matana to somebody else. The Gemara says, "Ain't the makna dovrish label oilam." A person does not have the ability to make a kinyan and give away something he doesn't yet own, something that doesn't exist. So the Gemara over there says that we're going according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir is of the opinion that a person can make a kinyan on a davar shloi bal oilam. Therefore, the Gemara says that you can give away even things that you don't have. However, he can't give away things that he's going to receive when he becomes a geisis. And that is what Tosfos says. Tosfos explained in that Gemara that it means that true, now the geisis usually could make a kinyan, but since this geisis cannot speak, and the Bederach Klal, geisis cannot speak, he cannot make kinyan. So I would understand Tosfos' Svaras. Tosfos were talking about someone who is actually a geisis and he wants to make a kinyan. So the kinyan is no good unless he actually has the ability to speak right now. However, Tosfos is explaining the Gemara, and the Gemara is discussing someone who is making a kinyan when he's healthy and he is speaking. Right now he is speaking, right now he's healthy, and he says anything that I receive and comes into my possession when I am a goyses before he's about to die, he wants to give it away as a matana. Why can't that be good? If the only problem of a goyses making kinyonim and giving matanas, giving gifts, is a technical problem because he cannot speak, so if before he became a goyses he spoke out and said that that when I become a goyses I want this kinyon to happen, I want this kinyon to occur, why on earth should there be a reason, why should we say that this kinyan does not work? So the Ktzeis HaChoshen in the Choshen Mishpat in this halach of Geisis quotes the name of the Ma'arit on Chedushim on the Sechus Kedushin, that it's not, Tosfos is not merely saying that a Geisis cannot talk, usually a Geisis cannot talk. Tosfos is saying because a geisis cannot talk, so therefore, just like when we see that a geisis cannot speak, we assume that he also does not have the enough das in order to make kinyonim. We know that halacha is that a cheresh or a shaita, someone who does not have enough intelligence, is not able to make any kinyonim. He cannot give a get and he cannot give any gifts. So we say that even so, it's true that if someone were to be a geises, if we were to find a geises who could speak, so then we would be able to see that he's still intelligent and he's still thinking clearly and he would be able to make a kinyan. There's no reason to say he cannot. However, generally speaking, a geises cannot speak, and when he cannot speak, that means we assume that he does not have the intelligence in order to make a kinyan. And therefore, since when he's still healthy, that I want this kinyan to happen at a time when he does not have any intelligence, so even though he specified before that the kinyan should be chal later, but the chalais kinyan, the actual time when the kinyan, that the acquisition takes effect, he does not have intelligence, so he's not a bar kinyan at that point in time, and therefore he cannot even make the kinyan work from saying beforehand that when he becomes a geisis, the kinyan should work. The kinyan will not work in such a case. So therefore, the Ktzeis HaChoshen says, halacha lamaisa, that even though we mentioned previously that the Shulchan Aruch says that a geisis can give a matana, however, it says the Ktzeis HaChoshen, the only time this is true is if
if a geisus is, if we actually see that the geisus is intelligent, if we see the geisus is able to speak, and we find that the Gemara over here talks about a cherish who aide remizu, we can check him, we can ask him questions, and the way he motions with his hands or with other parts of his body will be able to show us that he's still intelligent. However, a stam geisus, if he doesn't show us that he has intelligence, the halacha is that he will not be able to make any kinyan. This is the way that the Maharit and the Tzitzit Choshen learn, and Pnei Yeshua on Taisus and Kedushin also learns like this. However, Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovitz Aris 2, which is on Yevamos and Simon Samaches, wants to suggest a different shot. And he says that in order for the kinyan to work, if I want to make a kinyan and say that I want the kinyan to be chal, to take effect later on, at a later point in time, the only way it's going to work is if it's in my realm of possibility, it's biyodo, it's in my hands, that when that thing happens, at that later point in time, I will have the ability to perform it. Because it's biyodo to do it later, so therefore I say that I can make it chal, I can make it chal later, I can say now that I want it to take effect at a later point in time. The question is, and this is the machlokes rishonim that he brings over there, how capable does a person have to have, and this ability to be able to do it later, in order for us to say that this is considered biyodoi, and therefore given the ability to do it now? Does he have to have the basic capability of doing it, or does he have to have the ability to do it completely later? So therefore, when we talk about egoisis, true, Taisus says that most of the time egoisis does not have the ability to speak. So, and this geisus who does not have the ability to speak, says Rabbi Chanan, we don't have to say that means he's senile, that means he's not intelligent anymore, and he can't make kinyan. Could be he is intelligent. Could be, technically speaking, he would be able to make kinyan, but there's a technical problem, there's a problem that's preventing him from actualizing this kinyan, that is that he can't speak. He doesn't have the strength, he doesn't have the ability to speak right now, so although he's intelligent, so he does not have the ability to speak. So he cannot make a kinyan. So even if I want to say, well, it's biyodoy, it's in my hands to make the kinyan bichal later when I'm going to be a geises, so the Rav Chanan says it's not biyodoy, it's not in your hands to make it happen later. Because in order for something to be considered biyodoy, Taisus holds that it has to be biyodoy completely. It has to be 100% possible for him to actualize this kinyan at a later point in time. And since at that later point in time when he's a geises, he cannot speak and he doesn't have the ability to actualize the kinyan, because of some, for any reason, if there's anything that's preventing him from actually performing the kinyan later, so we'll say he doesn't even have the ability to make this kinyan work beforehand. So therefore, it comes at a fundamental difference between the pshat that we mentioned from the Ksei Tachoshin and the pshat we mentioned from Rabbi Chalom, from the pshat of the Kovitz Ha'aretz. Because according to the Ksei Tachoshin, if we were able to know, however we would be able to know that this geisus right now is intelligent and he has das, he has the ability to make kinyanim, he just can't speak, so then he would be able to make a kinyan. He would be able to say that if he says before he becomes a geisus, that when I'm a geisus, I want this kinyan to work, the kinyan would work. Lashenkein, according to the Kovitz Ha'aretz, it would not work according to his understanding in Taisus. So long as right now he's not able to perform this kinyan, that means that even beforehand he does not have the ability to say, I want this kinyan to be chal later. In fact, we find the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Chiyos, Simen Tezayin, quotes a Rashba. The case in the Rashba is as follows. He says, Ha'imel Chaveiroi, someone says to his friend, Hareini Machne Lecho Ezedover, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm giving you a gift, and I want you to become the owner of this gift. But when do I want this kinyan to take effect? In Piti Rascha. It's only going to be chal at the moment of your death. When you die, then you're going to get it. I don't want, he has to give it to him, or he wants to give it to him for whatever reason. He doesn't want the person to have the benefit of actually being able to use the gift, this item he's giving him. So he says, this gift will become yours, the chalais kinyan, the kinyan will take effect at the second that this person dies. So the Rashba says it works. This kinyan, it's a good kinyan. Frekta Machne Ephraim says, I don't understand. That, true, we could say that a geises is can make a kinyanim. We said that it is possible for a geises to have das. However, he says that that's true before he dies. But at the moment, at the time that he dies, says the Machne Ephraim, at that point in time, he's already lost his intelligence. Every single Geizis, the Machne Ephraim understands that he definitely doesn't have enough das, and if he doesn't have enough das, the same way he cannot make a kinyan, he cannot accept a kinyan, and it cannot become his. The other person is the Machne Ephraim, he doesn't understand this Rashba, since the kinyan, by definition, based on his condition, will only take effect when the person acquiring it is dying. At that point in time, he has no das. And since he has no das, he cannot make the kinyan. However, we can understand this machloikis between the Rashi and the Machne Ephraim based on the previous machloikis apaiskin. The reason the Machne Ephraim understands that's pasha to him, that every geisis at some point in time, by the time he dies, he doesn't have any intelligence anymore, that's because he understands like the Marit and like the Tzai Sachoshin, that every single geisis loses his intelligence. So, generally speaking, a geisis loses, and every geisis already lost his intelligence, but even sometimes he could speak, but later on he's definitely going to lose it. However, if you learn like Rabbi Chanan, we can say that there's no hechach b'chlau. Where do we ever see that it has to be that a guy just loses his das? It's not necessarily true. The Rashba makes sense. The Rashba says that at the time that he dies, it could still be that he has intelligence. The Gemara says that he can't make kinyonim the second that he dies. That's because it's not physically possible for him, and therefore it's not the other. It's not physically possible for him to make kinyonim. However, that does not prove to me that he does not have any intelligence, and therefore the Rashba says that if you say that the king should take effect when the person dies, he will be kinder at the moment of death.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.